Yesterday, we spoke to James Taranowski. He's owner of Easy D's gas station and convenience store in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Mr. Taranowski, when we spoke to you yesterday, you were getting ready to head out of Gulf Shores to try to escape Ivan. Where did you wind up spending the night?
We spent the night in Auburn, and the storm was headed there this morning, so we wanted to come back this direction.
And you're back in Gulf Shores now? What happened there?
Gulf Shores is pretty well devastated. The whole beach area is underwater. You can't get to the beach. I mean, the water is a mile from the beach. I mean, that's how far the water is inland now. So those places won't probably be seen until a day or two from now.
And how's your store?
My store is fine. I lost the canopy and some of the banner around the building, but the inside of the store is fine.
You had noted that your store had withstood several tropical storms and hurricanes. How did your house do?
I just left my house. My house is perfectly intact.
Now, I imagine that many others there in Gulf Shores were not so fortunate.
No, they're not. There's houses, as you drive by, with trees just laying into the houses. Many houses with the windows blowing out. There's shingles off many houses. The roads are just full of debris.
Are people out and about, or is it dangerous to move about with all the power lines down?
In downtown here, the power lines have been moved. There is no power whatsoever on. Behind my store is the zoo, and they're still trying to catch animals. There are deer running and things that you normally can't catch loose, swimming up to the water's edges and things now.
Have they had any problems with that? Has anyone been hurt?
Nobody's hurt. They've sedated some of the animals that are running loose, caught them, and put them in cages to take them to high ground.
When you left, you had said that there were several people who were staying behind, and you expected to try to open up your store by today or at some point tomorrow. Are folks already coming back by Easy D's looking for supplies or other things?
There were 25 or 30 people standing out front asking me to open the door and sell them anything I could sell them. And that's where I'm going to head back to right now and let them have the supplies that I have in the store.
What are they looking for specifically?
Just about anything. The ice cream cooler started to warm up, so I took all the ice cream and put it out on the picnic bench in front of the store and said, guys, just help yourself.
Have you had a chance to talk to some of the people who hunkered down and rode out the storm? What did they say?
They've done it before, and they'll never do it again. This is the worst they've ever been through. One person I talked to stacked things against their garage door, put their body against the car, their feet against the garage door to hold the door in, and then spent hours doing that.
It was the winds that made the storm particularly ferocious.
Yes, the winds, they said, lasted like 2 hours, hurricane-strength winds without stopping. I believe in Gulf Shores here, they said it was about 125 miles an hour.
You know, the odd thing that happens after a hurricane blows through is you usually have some of the best weather you've ever seen. Is that happening there in Gulf Shores?
We're still having a few rain squalls, but right after that it gets nice and bright and sunny.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us.
Well, have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
James Taranowski is the owner of Easy D's gas station in Gulf Shores, Alabama.